This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, African Americans thousands of miles away in Los Angeles opened their wallets to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Many of those victims are now homeless and not allowed to return to their city. A mandatory evacuation order is still in place in New Orleans, but the enforcement is not uniform. City officials have said that anyone trying to return will be turned back, but some people have gotten through to retrieve belongings, and some just aren't leaving. Chris Axtman of the Christian Science Monitor has reported on the New Orleans evacuation policies, and she's here now. And Chris, is there an official policy? And if so, how's it being enforced?
There is, and it comes from the New Orleans Police Department. What they are saying is nobody is allowed to go back in unless they are a contractor, a law enforcement official, or some kind of aid worker. That is obviously not happening. When we were wandering around the neighborhoods, people were coming back to their homes for the first time, getting their pets, finding medicine, clothes. I'm not saying it's happening in large numbers, but people were talking their way through.
And so basically it's up to the checkpoint person to decide whether or not to let someone in?
It is, and I think there is a discrepancy between the official word and the unofficial word, because we talked to checkpoint people who were letting people through, and what they said is, we have been told by the New Orleans Police Department to let anyone through with a valid New Orleans ID, a driver's license. And when we talked to the New Orleans Police Department, they said, no way is that happening. And these guys at the checkpoints were saying that they were probably seeing about a third of the people coming through were people with valid New Orleans driver's license.
Are they letting them in just for a few hours or so to collect their belongings and then they have to leave, or are people
Yes. What they're telling them at the checkpoints is, get in and get right back out. Some people are saying once they get there, hey, this isn't too bad. Their house is dried out and semi-livable, and they're saying, we're not going back. Now, the numbers of those people are very, very few, but it is happening.
Now, there's some suggestion that there is a racial element to this, in that most of the people who are getting through the checkpoints are white, whereas people who are not being let back in are black.
I would say that the element to this is that because of those areas that are dried out are on the west side of town and mainly white, those are the people who are trying to get back to their homes. Those on the east side of town, their homes are still underwater, and there's really not much they can do at this point. They can't even reach their homes, so they're not even trying for the most part.
Are there any officials who are questioning whether to revisit this mandatory evacuation policy?
Well, when I spoke to New Orleans Police Department, they said it's not happening. So I don't know what the issue is. And when I talked to them about forced evictions, which last week was sort of a hot topic, they are telling us that they are not going to forcefully evict anyone. If anyone is in the city, they are in the city illegally.
But if somebody goes back in to ostensibly gather a few belongings and get back out and sees, well, hey, it's not so bad, I think I'll stay, then no one's going to come after them, are they?
Well, they are routinely checked on, probably 2-3 times a day. People who are still in the city are constantly getting barraged by National Guard, the Border Patrol, the sheriffs, anybody who's in there that's patrolling those neighborhoods are constantly asking them, what are you doing here? When are you leaving? You know you're not supposed to be here. They're not being forcefully evicted, but they are being routinely checked on, and sometimes they say harassed.
So the people who are returning and finding it's not so bad after all, do they face any significant health threat or safety threat?
Well, on the west side of town, that area didn't get substantially flooded, and so mainly they're dealing with sort of the after-hurricane effects. Those parts of the city that are on the east side of town that are starting to really dry up for the first time, those areas are going to become more hazardous in terms of health-related issues. And I'm not sure how they're going to handle how they can let some people back into the city and some people not back into the city. That's, I think, where the racial pressures will come from once more and more people try and get back in.
Chris Axtman is a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.